Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week at JBTV, I'm featuring artists that just played at Lollapalooza 2022 right here in downtown Chicago. Porno for Pyros.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, the respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
Okay, my name is Peter DiStefano.
And this is a great edition of JBTV. Now, not often do we do these kind of performances, but when they happen, they're so rare and they're so great.
Oh, cool.
So thank you for coming down to JBTV.
Thank you for having me.
So yeah. Tell me about everything now, because you're doing all kinds of new things.
I had Porno for Pyros, mm-hmm. and then Lance Herbstrong, and then Hell Ride's like a punk jazz band that I do. And I'm into like jazz, you know, like using all of the notes on the neck mm-hmm. and the micro notes in between. Mm-hmm. And so I call that violent jazz. And so I'm headed in that direction. I love classical guitar. Mm-hmm. I love doing music to media, like film music. So I've been doing that for the last 20 years too.
Oh, really?
If you look at my IMDb, uh-huh. you go to peterdistefano.com and hit film music, you can see.
All the films you've
yeah,
done.
The films. Yeah. I've been
so how was that when you see the film then, you hear your music in it?
Well, like, for instance, Man on Fire. You know the movie Man mm-hmm. on Fire? Like, when he's cutting his fingers off and cauterizing them, mm-hmm. Denzel Washington, you know, making screeching noises while that happens with your guitar.
Wow.
Or, you know, and then Shrek, you know, mm-hmm. on those kind of films. And, you know, it's just making things real. Like, when Keira Knightley was a bounty hunter, you know, she's really not like this gnarly, you know, crazy girl. So mm-hmm. then I come in and I'm... just make it like real, you know, the energy in it. And
it's amazing how sound is so important to film.
Well, because it's honest.
Yeah.
It's, you're not acting. You know, I'm more than me talking to you. When I play the guitar, it's complete real. You know, it's really what you are.
Yeah.
You can have like all this technique, but really what you do and what you live is what comes out. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Baby doll, daddy's gonna take care of you. Anything you want, let me know, baby.
Thank you.
Why do you gotta lie to me all the time? Just be good to me once, and I'll try to be good to you too, baby. You can teach me how to give you an orgasm. I'll pay all your bills, baby. I felt like today the mojo was here.
You had fun then on the stage.
Oh my God, it was great, because I just love being completely creative, mm-hmm. you know, and I felt like, you know, the DJ Gangster Rock thing came out the way as good as I could expect for it being so new. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you, mm-hmm. you know, expect? So I'm grateful.
Now, have you talked to any of these other artists that you've been using? of course, a few of them aren't here anymore.
Well, you know, Dave Aaron, who recorded and co-produced and engineered the Tupac music. Mm-hmm. I went to him and asked for his blessing mm-hmm. before I played it. And we actually even did gigs together. And he actually sent me loops, mm-hmm. that some that I put in the show, you mm-hmm. know? And then, Lance Erbstrong, we did all those mashups with all that classic rock, and nobody stopped us. Mm-hmm. So everybody's given their blessing.
You're bringing new life to music, which is good.
Yeah.
And it keeps evolving, you know,
yeah.
which is what music's all about.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I'm like a, you know, beneath the radar sort of outlaw in music. So it's not like I'm like selling millions, you know, taking, you know, of course, Warner Brothers, Universal, they would come if I went above the radar financially. Mm-hmm. But they're letting me, you know, make a few thousand here, a few thousand there with their masters and stuff, because uh-huh. it's, you know, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm trying to be as creative. I want to be the most creative mm-hmm. artist possible. I want to be the most cutting edge. I want to do stuff that's, you know, I look at the kids, like what's going on? What's happening? What's real? It's the streets. Like last night I was on the streets till 4 a.m. in Chicago, going to all the clubs, looking at all the stuff, and that influenced the show 100%. What happened, you mm-hmm. know? And they're doing mashups. They're taking classic rock with trap music and dubstep, and they're mixing it up. So if I wasn't on the streets last night, you know, from, you know, 12:30 to 4:30 in the morning, driving around going to the clubs here in the streets, the local mm-hmm. promoters, you know, I would be doing, you know, Sweet Home Alabama, Leonard's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would be, which is great. It's all great. Mm-hmm. But you got to see what's going on in the clubs.
What's happening now?
Yeah. Where the kids are partying, mm-hmm. you know? And you go and party with the kids, mm-hmm. you know?
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, son. There's a heaven for you. Be alive if I told you that I never thought it's that. My nigga, you're the last one left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace.
as I bail through the empty halls, breath stinking in my drawers. Ring, 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 quiet, y'all. Here come and call. Plus, it's my homie from high school. He getting by. It's time to worry another brother. Nobody cry. Life is a baller. Alcohol and booty calls. We used to do them as adolescents.
Big hand to Tupac up in the sky. I want to give a big heartfelt love to Chester Bennington and his family, Chris Cornell and his family, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Beethoven, Eazy-E, and all of your family members.
Eyes blurry, saying goodbye in the cemetery. The memories fade. I got your name tatted on my arm, so we both walk to my dying days. Before I say goodbye, came to the mental rest in peace. Gone till I die. How many brothers fell victim to shit? Rest in peace, young nigga. There's a heaven for you. I'd be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left.
I'm sober 20 years, but I still party. You know, I mean, I party in a different way, you know?
Yeah, you went through a lot with that, didn't you?
Yeah. I went through 8 drug rehabs. I was a horrible heroin addict, crack addict.
Got all the money you wasted, huh?
Yeah, oh, my God. But, you know, I don't regret a single thing. Mm-hmm. I loved it all.
It's a learning experience, yeah.
Well, it was beautiful. It was just that I just got found every time I overdosed, mm-hmm. you know? And there's a purpose. I still have art to make, mm-hmm. you know? and children to raise. And
how many kids do you have now?
I have two kids.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
are they into music too, or
no? They're into tech and stuff. They
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like they like computers and science and stuff, which
you're
is going, cool.
Dad, you know, I can't handle this music.
Stuff. Yeah, which you know, no, it's just I don't push them for any direction. They're mm-hmm. it's totally cool. I mean, I'm in a very modern, free relationship with my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very cutting edge. Honest.
Well, you're on the road a lot, so that's
well, yeah, not just that. It's just that, you know, I don't lie, steal, or cheat. Mm-hmm. So, but I do what I want.
I guess you can't be our president then.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't know about any of that. You know, I only talk about what I know.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I don't look at men with suits and jack. You know, I don't want to be a president. I don't want to be a politician. I don't think it's sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, look at me. I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day because I'm taking care of business. You know, I wanted to be
all
that
time.
Guy. I heard that song and I was like, oh, my God, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wake up when I want and I want to do nothing and take care of business like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just be creative and. Yeah, West Coast. Quit cheating on me, man, and I'll be good to you. Motherfucker, if I catch him, I'll kill him. Addiction, man. I fuck more women than I can do without.
Yeah.
it that way when you first started out too? You know, when you first got your guitar and you started playing and then you did your first tour and...
Yeah, you know, for me it was just like seeing my father. You know, he was a tailor from Sicily. I was the first generation born out here from Italy.
Oh, wow.
And he was doing, but he would play the, he was the best singer and guitar player. God bless his soul. He passed away in 2001. But he wrote and sang and he had the best voice and he was a great Sicilian singer. And he would throw these parties, and that's when I was the happiest, when he was doing music. Mm-hmm. So I was like, duh, I'm going to try to do that, you know. And he was worried about the whole living thing, but it's not, it's like, when you're a true artist, you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. I don't have a choice. I have to do this.
24/7.
If I don't, it's, there's, you know, a lot of people try to save artists, like, oh, we need to save this, you need to do this, you need to stop doing this, you need to do that. You just need to give this tortured artist tools, paintbrushes, canvases, instruments. And we're just all blues. Beethoven was a blues artist. He was just, you know, immortal beloved. He was just dying, you know, and he just wrote these pieces. And it's all the blues. It's all, you know, it's all a broken heart. It's all, it's a storm of the heart, you know. It's hard for yourself to be honest and not deceive lovers and stuff like that. But then to be deceived, everybody goes through it. It's more painful than anything. And then to love somebody who doesn't love you, or, you know, and then you have to settle for the one you're with, but you really wish, you know what I mean? You go through a whole life, you know. And as artists, we're extremely sensitive to that stuff. So we get into drugs, suicide, whatever, to try to just, the pain is so horrible. So just paint, like, that's why Van Gogh did 2,300 works of art. Wow. That's like 300 Led Zeppelin albums, full albums of content.
Before digital.
He couldn't sell one.
Yeah.
He couldn't sell, but he kept going. They go, you suck. And he just kept going. You suck. You can't sell. And then finally, you know, because he had to.
It was and the only way. How priceless those are.
Exactly. You know? Now, and his mom burned most of them. So the ones that are left over, because she goes, it was just a waste of life. And yeah. It was at that point. Mm-hmm. But now... The intensity, so that's what I'm after. Mm-hmm. I want a legacy like Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. I want this stuff that we recorded today to be seen 100 years from now going, wow, that was cutting edge. Yeah. That wasn't just another, you know, blues thing. I'm going to do a set list was made for me, mm-hmm. obviously, because, I mean, well, I made one for you guys because mm-hmm. you asked me to, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and then what I do over that and how I get in and out of it and the way that I play the guitar and the things that I do on the mic and the sounds that I run across it mm-hmm. is all improvisation, like a Grateful Dead show, mm-hmm. you know. Usually I don't even have a set list, you know, I just... pick the songs as they go and I read the crowd and stuff. So today was unique because I had like a roadmap of songs I was going to go to, mm-hmm. but everything that I painted over it was all just on the spot. Jim Morrison said in 1968, the future of man, music, the future of music is man and machine, man. And this is trap music. It was really good because I get to express my heart, and I feel like, you know, I have a dark heart, you know, from being hurt and hurting, you know, just growing up. It's not easy, you know. And when I have like people like Tupac or NWA or, you know what I mean, or some Wicked, you know, some Led Zeppelin, whoever, the music that's under me playing, I'm not just exposed by myself. I can just say and play like I really want to play. Because I got band members, and that's the hardest thing. Is that's why I'm flying solo now. It's hard to find musicians that I guess are gangster. I mean, that are just will just let it hang and be honest, like Jim Morris. You know what I mean? Will let you just be the truth
and be freeform with it. Like you
Well, there's a lot of freeform musicians. Mm-hmm. It's the honesty thing. You know, it's like you know. When we were going to write the third porno record, it was getting so dark, the lyrics and stuff. And it was just like we, you know, you don't want to offend wives and kids and stuff like that, you know. Where this is like, motherfucker, you know what I mean? I'm going to do and say and play what the fuck I want. And I got Tupac who got fucking shot believing what he did. You know what I mean? So it's like it's backing me. Doesn't that make sense?
Total sense.
Eazy-E, you know, I'm like a gnarly womanizer, married, you know, adulterer, whatever you want to call it. It's the truth. You know, my wife knows, everybody knows, my kids know. That's how I roll, you know. Whether you like it or not, or you don't like me, that's the truth, you know. And Tupac was like that, and Eazy-E was like that, and you know what I mean? So that's why I picked that music to play over, because I'm not alone, you know. And I'm honest, you know, but I'm a pirate. You know what I mean? I'm an honest pirate. All right. Thank you, man, for putting up with this. It's all improvisation. I'm having so much fucking fun, I don't know what to do with myself.
Fucking puss. Fucking fat.
Yeah.
Faded for night. Fuckers are faded. Motherfucking faded. In the morning I'll be fresh as fuck, but your career still be faded. Fast fade, fuck face, sated. Hard to get so jaded. So I really never made it. Your flash in the pan could be faded. The legacy's upgraded. The new shit sounds dated. You no longer famous. Just don't know what's needed. Something crawled up your anus. Died, that's why your face is so fucked up, so I'll taste in your mouth.
Bitch, call me greatest.
He's that fuck bitch, so step on me. First down for me, bitch, flip on me. I got your boy, bitch, needs to chill. Bitch, go ahead, the way she kiss it, yo. You can walk and see what you face. You on the bed, what can you say? No one cares about what you say. I thought your boy, bitch, it's a change.
so faded. Yeah. I don't even know what the day is. In the morning, I profess as fuck, but joke, we'll still be faded. Fat faded, fuck face hated. Yeah. Had to get so jaded. So we never made it. You flash your neck, be faded. Lexi's overrated.
Knowledge of your will.
Shit sounds dated. No longer famous. Kids don't know what your name is. Nice. I'm curled up your anus. That's why
I should now.
So
I'm now willing for you to have all of me, good and bad. Remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and to my fellows.
Someone told you I'm famous. Bitch, don't ask me for a picture. You don't even know what my name is. But fuck step for my patience. Trying to make conversation. Mouth moving, but they don't say shit.
I love you, baby.
Get the fuck off my spaceship.
I'm sorry I hurt you. Please forgive me. I'll do everything I can to be good to you. You're so fucking dope. Nobody even comes close to you, baby. You know who you are. You know, I'm a rock guitar player. End of the day. 52. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't dye my hair. I like my age. I believe that age is like, if you Google life expectancy, it's 78.5 years.
Oh, really?
So 80 years. Yeah. Anybody
I got another
Google,
year or two left.
No, but you're beautiful. So seasons, life. Mm-hmm. There's spring, summer, fall, and winter, right? Mm-hmm. There's four seasons. So if you break it in 20s, 0 to 20 is your spring. Mm-hmm. 20 to 40 is your summer years. 40 to 60 is your fall. I'm halfway through fall, salt and pepper. The leaves are changing. Mm-hmm. I like it. Why paint? Why hide it and pretend to make people think? I don't want to be in summer. I did that. That was a drag, you know? Yeah. So and so I'm looking forward to winter, too. Mm-hmm. It's a winter wonderland. Yeah, in your winter, you can't jump in the lake because it's frozen and you'll break your bones and stuff. So you do different things. You get a gun and a knife and a Cadillac, and you're a gangster that way. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, like muscles and fight, you know, you can still be a badass. Classic, an old gunslinger, you know. So I don't mind the seasons, and I'm trying to do that too with music. I'm trying to take all the seasons of art, like rap, rock, you know, electronic, dance, pop, blues.
And you know, years ago,
and put it all in one performance.
Years ago, you couldn't do that because everything was set format, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And now the music is sort of all blending together, just what you're doing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you know, Salvador Dali used to take paintings. And he would paint over the mashups, you know? So it started with paintings, the whole mashup thing. And then the whole hip-hop thing and mashups. And then my band, Lance Herbstrong, we're like mashup kings, you know? And so I'm just taking Porno for Pyros, Lance Herbstrong, everything that I see, everything that I am, my solo stuff, everything that I love, and trying to put it in one performance.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas.
Thank you very much. This is my last one. Thank.
First of all, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fuck your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some long ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the fools. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go and show me how I leave you. Cut your young ass up. Grab your
it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I'm
from NEW Jersey, where plenty murders occurs. No point to come, we bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's. See your knees, coughing, please, it's easy area. Little killers, you poked up or dope up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crashing next to you, Brooklyn. With my click, you can shoot like you leave me a block. With 15 shot, cock block to your knock. I'm rolling my field clip, moving up another notch. In your bus, stop, pop, lock, and drop. You're on your fake ass, East Coast squad, brainstormed and locked.
You's a beat writer, a pop style ticker. I tell you to your face, you want shit but a finger. So for the Alice, I get a chaser. Dressing up, trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be tomorrow when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, my beat. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fuck with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about me. Then anybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker up here. Well, this is how we gonna do this. Fuck Mobb Deep, fuck Biggie, fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you. Die slow, motherfucker. My phone.
Thank you so much, Chicago. I love you. Home.
Well, you certainly have a career of music that is unbelievable over the years.
Thanks.
You know. And
thanks.
So how many million miles have you traveled around?
You know, I got to tour with, you know, Porno for Paros, obviously, around the world. Mm-hmm. I got to tour with Peter Murphy. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of work with
Peter.
Him and made a record, you know, two tours with him.
Yeah, Peter
Scott
Murphy
Weiland.
Was real cool because he got upset because of his wife made the Scarlet Thing in You video.
Yeah.
And MTV refused to play it. They said, we don't like this stuff. And Peter came to the studio and he was like, I'm depressed about all this. No one cares about music. And I go, well, we're playing your music. And he was so excited.
Wow.
It just takes the power of one or two people to love your music.
Yes.
And then it just grows from there.
Yeah. Well, Van Gogh's the best example. I know he's not a musician, but I keep going to him because he couldn't sell one painting.
Mm-hmm.
But he did 2,300 works of art. So even if I play to three people, I got to play Woodstock between Bob Dylan and the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know what it's like to play the biggest in a helicopter with, you know, a couple of girls and a bottle of Jack Daniels and come off and see Greg Allman singing Tied to the Whipping Post with all of his heart and then doing my thing and then watching Bob Dylan go on, you know, like on the same stage. And then playing after all of that experience to three people with an acoustic after getting sober, you know what I mean? And the band went off and did Jane's and I was playing to three people and the bartenders, can you stop? You know what I mean? Because it's costing money to keep this open and you know what I mean? And going, it's a character building, going, fuck, five gray hairs show up. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't want to hide anything. It's all beautiful, the roller coaster ride. It's not about just only show them, you know, the success, because that's not life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is everything. It's car crashes. It's, you know what I mean? Cancer. It's,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Being cheated on, lied. It's not harmony, you know? It's not Woodstock all the time, you know? So I don't mind wherever this journey goes because of Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. He did it no matter what. Wow. So I got to paint with my guitar no matter what.
Well,
I'm a sonic artist, you know. So, oh, thank you. That means the world to me.
Yeah.
But that was, I hope I don't get quoted because I say this a lot, but that was my favorite gig today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right here on JBTV, you heard it first. Yeah, we wanted to come out, give you all the lights and the whole experience.
It was, you know. I mean, in terms of an artist expressing my heart, what I really am, there was no like, okay, well, I got to hold this back. There was no holding back. I let it all hang. I did everything that I possibly could. Yeah. The only thing left was to start breaking things, but I didn't need to do that. I mean, I did a little on the guitar, like you know what I mean? But it was like life. That was
life. Breakage.
Yeah. Well, that was life. Life is, you know, there's, you know, when you get in fights and you break things and fucking, you know what I mean? And so there was, I was having those experiences on stage. So it was complete life, honest, you know? So that is what I want to give as an artist, you know, just my form of it sonically, you know.
Yeah. So I remember when Jane's Addiction had Your Own Opinion, that song.
Yeah, yeah.
That is just such an awesome song.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it right here, right now for you. And then we'll be back. We got Peter in the studio. This is a great edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. Plus, we're giving away some posters and set lists, and you're going to be signing those
for
some of our fans. So,
all right,
you know,
great.
You must have lots of fans over the years that tell you stories about the music. And
yeah, you know, there's this tattoo right here, I wasn't the first one to get it, but this is the DJ Gangsta Rock tattoo for the thing I'm doing with Dominic. Dominic Vicari is my executive producer of this
he's
thing
awesome,
that we're doing. Yeah, he's my
let's get a shot
he's my business
here,
partner.
With this camera.
So this is, there's a group page called the Peter DiStefano Tattoo Club. And there's 17 people that have this tattoo.
Oh, wow.
And we back each other in love, pain, and war. Love is the red heart. Blue is the pain, and black is war.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And so we back each other. And so I have a sonic oath when I do this that's all based on that.
Wow.
So,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get more people now to do this.
Well, 17 is a lot. To have 17 people with your brand on you, that's a lot. You know,
well, we're going to go for 17 more on this edition of JBTV.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
Cool. So in Jane's Addiction days, what do you want, any videos you want to talk about that you were in or?
Well, with Jane's Addiction, you know, I was really into the band. You know, I grew up with Eric Avery, bass player. We surfed and went to school together. And then I met Perry on a surf trip that was arranged for us, and we shared a cabana, and I was playing classical guitar, and he was like, wow, that's really cool. The classical stuff, you know, the Bach and stuff like that. And Pachelbel's Canon and my own classical inventions. And he was really impressed with that. And he was like, you know, I want to start this band, Porno for Pyros, and come and audition.
What year was this about?
This was 91.
91, okay.
It was before Lollapalooza ever happened.
I remember seeing you guys at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it was Lollapalooza 2.
Uh-huh.
So Lollapalooza 1, it was Jane's Addiction. And then Lollapalooza 2 is when we started Porno for Pyros. And that was an amazing roller coaster ride.
Amazing set of music.
I
mean, the history that you have. You know? Now, how many guitars do you have now?
I feel blessed because Gibson, Fender, D'Angelico just gave me. You know, they people want to give me guitars, and then there's certain guitars you'll get them, and you'll go, okay, well, this one's good for the studio. Strats are the best for like recording in the studio. The D'Angelico one's great. But that Les Paul that I have, the ES one, the hollow body, I designed that with Gibson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was playing an ES 335, but it was like a grandpa guitar. It was like big, you know? And I was like, why don't you make an ES 335, but with a Gibson body?
Ah.
And then put a solid piece underneath the thing so you can get the feedback like Hendrix, you know, but control feedback, you know? But then you could play it acoustically like in your hotel room and sing around a campfire and you can hear it, right? So it's like an acoustic, like it's a hybrid guitar. It's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
So that was the prototype. They made it and they gave it to me. And
so that one that you played today was the actual prototype?
Yeah, it was the one
The first one
brought to me and given to me.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And so they and went around, you know. So it's in all the guitar centers now and everything. Mm-hmm. And when Linda Hayden said, you know, we should make a Peter DiStefano guitar, I was like, no. Les Paul was one of the best guitar players in the world. Mm-hmm. He invented sweep picking. He invented everything electric guitar. But you know him for his model guitar, mm-hmm. the Les Paul, the Les Paul. Mm-hmm. No, he's the greatest guitar, one of the greatest guitar players of all time. But you, so I was like, I don't want a model, you know what I mean? Out of I just want to be known as like an artist, you know? Mm-hmm. So call it the ES Gibson. But that's my favorite guitar for life because it's super light. I'm, you know, halfway through my fall. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not like I was in my spring or my early summer.
You still had the moves today.
No, I'm talking about to hold it, you know, I don't. I'm not complaining about it. Mm-hmm. I want to be smart with mm-hmm. the seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't go out in your bikini in winter, you know what I mean? Or fall, you know what I mean? You wear a coat and stuff. So I need a lighter guitar. Mm-hmm. And so I don't, you know, plus I'm leaning over a laptop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the guitar needs to be, so that guitar is just perfect all the way around. Yeah. You know, it's just like a gift from God. So thank you, Gibson. Thank you, Linda Hayden.
They're such a good company, Gibson, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah. All of them. D'Angelico, Fender has been so generous. You know, Line 6. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
They have some great stuff with those.
Software. Yeah. I was using the Line 6 stuff out, you know, out there. Mm-hmm. Their Pod Farm, you know, the whole amps and everything. I mean, to go through a laptop. Mm-hmm. And to have the feedback like Hendrix, like I was getting and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. and to make it sound like that, and it's all there. Through a computer,
yeah,
it's incredible. So I don't have to carry Marshall stacks on airplanes and everything, you know, mm-hmm. and I could just have it right there. And then Ableton Live is incredible. I mean, I just like technology, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I like it all. I like everything. Every era mm-hmm. is just as good as every era to me, you know. Mm-hmm. You just got to find out where it's at. Where's the mojo? The mojo is, yeah, maybe it's not in heavy metal music anymore, but it's in dubstep. Mm-hmm. So you go to a Bass Nectar show and you see him with his laptop bending sound and the kids in bikinis, you know, the girls in bikinis with furry boots sucking on pacifiers with Dr. Seuss hats on ecstasy. I mean, it's sexy to me. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck yeah, that's where it's at. You know what I mean? And I don't want to sit in a bar with people going, oh, rock's dead. You know, no, it's not. It's in dubstep. They're fucking gangster. You know, that's where it's at. Now it's trap music, you know. Trap is – so I'm just always looking for where the mojo is. And it's always alive and well in there. You just got to find out where it goes. And I want it to come to me, you know. And so so that's it. I'm just searching for the mojo to see where it's at, to respect it, and to be influenced by that, so it'll come, and then we'll have a good performance like we did today.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a great, great show. This is an awesome edition of JBTV. Well, stay tuned. We have a lot of music on this edition of the show, plus some special surprises still to come. Stay tuned. It's all here on your show from downtown Chicago.
It's I call it DJ Gangsta Rock, mm-hmm. and it's Man and Machine. Jim Morrison said in 1968, the future of music is man and machine. Mm-hmm. So, man... laptop machine, mm-hmm. guitar is a tool, yeah. and we all work together.
Yeah. And when you first started out, computers were like a thing that were untouchable for the average. It never thought it's going to do what it's been done.
No,
for music,
it's an incredible tool. It's an instrument to me, just like a hammer or tool or like a violin or a guitar. It's just another instrument. And in Porno for Pyros, you know, when we started, I was watching, you know, Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, and they had records, and they were spinning on records. So we said, okay, we're going to be different than Jane's Addiction because you're a four-piece rock band, like Led Zeppelin kind of ensemble or the Beatles, whatever. And I was like, let's add a DJ. So we brought in Skate Master Tate, and he would spin records and fly them across us mm-hmm. as samples. Mm-hmm. So that made it new, you know. And then the guys from Linkin Park came to me and like, we're going to add a rapper too.
Wow.
And do what you're doing, but with a rapper, mm-hmm. you know? And so then they had the DJ and the rapper with the singer. And so that was exciting and to see that happen. And so now I'm just trying, you know, I have a tattoo. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, another tattoo.
Robert Johnson on my back,
uh-huh.
in the center of my back. Yeah. That's Robert Johnson. Uh-huh. And Robert Johnson... to me is everything. It started with it and I've ended up on Robert Johnson. And he was, you know, a blues musician from the late 30s. And he had his guitar and his voice, and that was it. He went into the studio, had one mic, one chance, and he did his whole record live, you know, with one mic in the thing. And he expressed a whole life, you know. So I want to try to do the same thing, but with a laptop and a guitar and a mic. You know what I mean? And then the whole Salvador Dali of using paintings, other paintings, and painting on top of them, the whole mashup thing and other people's music. And then that way I get to have band members of the best music that I like, you know, that that help support my wickedness, you know.
Yeah, well, you're doing it really well. It's a great edition of JBTV. We have a lot of music on the show and a lot more. Stay tuned. Thanks for all the stories and the history of music that you brought. You've brought so many great memories to so many people that have gone to see you over the years and all the different generations of music that you're doing, you know, and how it's all blending together, you know.
Thank you.
And I hope radio embraces you for whatever your new projects
are. Oh, thank you.
You're working on some new films too, or?
Well, the last movie I got to play on was The Martian, and now I'm playing guitar on a film, Warner Brothers film. It's called Megalodon. It's a shark, a big shark thing.
Shark Week.
Yeah, Shark Week. And then I just did the music for a surf movie called Heavy Water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm always in that, that always.
Well,
that
you know, film. I think it's so cool that when you go to movies, you never think of the soundtrack, but it is there, and it is the rhythm, it's the bass, it just builds the movie, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the whole basic foundation of the film.
Yeah, I've been lucky. There's this guy named Composer, one of the most talented guys in the world, Harry Gregson Williams. I've been very lucky to be able to play guitar on all his films, and I like scoring films myself, you know, and TV shows and video games, and it's fun, you know. But nothing's as fun as DJ Gangster Rock.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Everywhere on the walls.
Walk around more too.
Yeah, everywhere on the walls. Like I got a full tape library that goes all the way back to 1984. And I have, like, interviews and performances from Jeff Buckley, the late great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was just a great show. We did that one at the Metro.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
And that was, like, his last show. And then he went and recorded the album, and then he died, like, right after that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's heavy. That's heavy stuff.
And we have That Master we shot, Blind Melon.
Shannon was a friend of mine.
Yeah. Now, Mike Watt, you've been doing stuff with him, too, right?
Yeah, we have a band called Hell Ride.
Yeah, oh, so it's with Mike.
Yeah.
You know,
Mike Watt on bass, Steve
Mike,
Perkins on drums.
Say hi.
I will.
Because
I will.
He was here a number of times.
Yeah.
Because you remember that song, Big Train?
Yeah, of course.
Piss Bottle Man,
all
these weird songs he would do, you know? He was just the best, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see some Mike Watt right here, right now on JBTV. I'm glad you like your graphic back
I
here, too.
I love it. I mean, it's incredible.
We have two different types of graphics. I have another one here that was made. Let's see if we can put that one up. Da-da-da, this one here. And stop this one. See, we have this one, too, with the record.
Wow. That's so great. I love it. Yeah, it's so great, really.
And Thomas, our other intern, worked on this one.
Wow.
So he was taking some of your performance and putting that in there. Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
Well, I want people to express themselves here at JBTV.
So when we were talking, that's going in the background.
Yeah.
So great.
Product placement.
I love it. Gross. Insane. Yeah. Thank you, Dominic, for introducing me to all of them. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm really grateful. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm grateful that you're here.
I'm just so grateful to be a part of your history, you know, your historic.
And, you know, I've done all my interviews right here on this carpet.
Wow.
So chances are when you were on the show 20 years ago, which neither one of us remember, you probably stood on this carpet.
Yeah,
so.
That's amazing.
Could be one of those stains, too. I don't know.
Wow.
So
there's a mojo here.
Yeah. I've done, even when I went to the Metro and I would do stuff with Peter Hook and those kind of interviews on location, you know?
Yeah.
And I would bring the carpet just, you know, so it's like, why do we have to lug the carpet around? Well, it's sort of a thing, you know?
It's the thing. It's where everybody stood on it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Sort of, you know. Anyhow.
Yeah, I know.
Say hi to Mike, you know.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
Because he went through some cancer problems, too. Is he doing good now?
Yeah, he's doing great. Good. Everything's good, yeah.
Yeah, because he lost a lot of weight, and I was worried about him there. But then you saw him coming back.
Yeah.
And it's what music is really the glue that helps for everything, from illnesses to addictions to everything.
Yes, it really does.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah.
So keep music in your life, all forms of music. And what's great, in the year 2017, music is just sort of one big blending together now, where it's not like, because of this genre, or you're selling out, or you're listening to this. It's not like that anymore.
No.
And I think it's because of these awful radio station groups that have gone after and formatted stuff with these niche formats. Like, they made classic rock end at one point. It's like, classic rock is great, but there's new music that's still in that genre. They don't play it. It's like they've gone, well, you know, we're going to play just the stuff from the 50s or 60s or 70s or whatever. Their 80s, 90s, whatever they're in their format.
Yeah.
And they keep it so tight.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's good for what they think.
Yeah.
But it's not good for music. So when you got freeform radio, you know, and things that are happening on the internet and everything, and what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the mashups of different kind of styles. It's what's happening now, and that's so important. So.
Well, I feel like you shouldn't be a slave to the masses. Mm-hmm. I mean, the masses followed Hitler, you know?
Right.
It doesn't mean that the school of fish know what they're doing just because they go that way, you know? So just stay true to your heart, you know?
Yeah.
Do what's real and...
That's over the masses happen. This edition of JBTV. Stay tuned for a lot more music from downtown Chicago. I got more than enough stuff.
Radar.
I am the last editor in the world right now that's using, this is an online ACOM editing system.
Wow.
And what it does is allow you to edit things in real time so that you can take all the different cameras and stuff and you can edit in a non-linear but linear.
Wow.
I'm sort of I like to feel the music and edit to the music.
Oh, cool.
And the problem with computers is you sort of just like stick things places.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing it. I like actually seeing the shots and editing better that way. So
This
is an old fashioned, this system has gone through 1 inch to, for 1 inch, digital Betacam XP, D2, HD cam.
Wow.
And now I'm using it with this disc recorder. It's a Mira disc recorder, which is the latest in technology. Just like you're doing, you're embracing new technology.
Yeah.
And you have to do that. We shot like Blink 182 and first MTV. I hate MTV. Sorry. This is for their 20th anniversary and they had a concert.
Yeah.
And they go, well, you're going to shoot Blink 182. And I go, well, I want to do it in HD.
Yeah.
And they didn't even want to work with us, but I forced them into doing it to HD.
Yeah.
And they like didn't even want to do it then. They go, nobody cares about HD, but that was the start of what HD was all about.
Yeah.
Now we're into 4K and 8K. Yeah. And
it's HD right here, 4K right
isn't
here.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah,
I got this little camera. I was shooting some B-roll with you, this little Osmo here.
Yeah.
And this is the latest in technology because this is like having a Steadicam and a jib arm and everything in one,
so
you know.
Great.
So I got to embrace the new stuff.
Of course. It's tools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, why be stuck with a stone, you know, when you can get a hammer and a nail? You know what I mean? Like, it's just evolving, you know?
Well, you keep doing the great music and never let anybody, as you know, you've been doing your thing. No one's
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I have to do it. It's like a Van Gogh thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's not what the masses want. It's what I have to do.
Yeah. You know? Well, keep doing it.
Thank you. Thank you much. And you keep doing it. You're an incredible artist.
I'm never
You're an incredible
up.
Artist. And I love that you're editing like this.
I love it. Yeah.
I just love it. Here, thank you for all the work you've done and all the documenting of the most amazing sonic artists of all time, you know, and it's just
you're part of that history.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be a part of
more
your
than
history.
Once now. So.
Oh, cool.
Good
to come back.
He's coming up next on JBTV. Stay tuned.
JBTV. There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast.
JBTV. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.